Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The movies are back, baby. And if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Ys. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint, it's the name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Ys. Movies Baby!
It's Christmas Eve, not Christmas Steve, okay?
Okay. This is our last show of 2021, can you believe it?
It's our last show, and let's give it a go. So who wants to hear a podcast? Hands, feet, ears, anybody? Let's do it.
There will be holiday treats, succulent eats, delights for your ears, nose,
and no
throat.
Sucking on feet.
Letters from Big Dicked Jollies.
Mm-hmm.
Jolly Jollies.
You know what Oda Mae Brown said to Mary on December 24th? Oh. She said, Molly, you would manger girl. Welcome to Hot Goss. Here we go.
That's right.
Forever Dog.
Gather round the fireplace,
ye merry gentlefolk,
at this time, and we want to welcome you back for yet another
steaming,
piping, scalding, nutmeg sprinkled serving of
nutmegging.
This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's go ahead and get into some hot gossip.
That's hot goss.
Nutmegging. Is that what you said?
Nutmegging, yeah. Not Megan Page Brooks.
Wait!
Where is Megan Brooks?
Not Megan Page Brooks. Megan Page Brooks is no longer, but her alter ego, John Chandler, is in Nashville now. And
okay.
I know that because he's doing music, and I'm going to be in Nashville January 1st to play, so come see me, everybody. And then New Year's, I'm at Louisville in the play club. So come see me there too. That would be amazing. Just wave a 5 or a big bill so I know it's you.
Yeah.
Don't want to be out in these streets unaware.
Megan Brooks was Rhea Littré's like drag sister.
Yeah.
Back
for years.
Back in the day.
When Phoenix and Megan lived in LA.
Right. Because I remember you never saw Rhea without Megan Page Brooks in the mm-hmm. same gig.
Pretty girls travel together. It's what they do.
Yes, they do.
Now Megan is no more, so I am Rhea's plus one.
What do you mean Megan is no more? She said...
She doesn't do the gigs. I still call her drag. Megan, and she's like, my name is John. I'm like, okay, Megan.
Oh, she's one of those. Okay, if you want to quit drag and go in a different direction, that is
fine.
But
that baby still lives. It lives in you. She lives in you. She lives in me. She's got drink tickets.
However, I don't care if you quit drag 30 years ago. I am still going to call you your drag name when I see you, you know, out and about. Or
ferociously
wherever.
And seriously, yes, of course.
I will always call you your drag name.
Maya Douglas just did like great blankets and flowers on her friends from the S4's past, and Donna Day's name is right on her headstone, and under that is her boy name.
See,
but Donna
billing.
Day is right up there. She got top billing.
The doll gets top billing. That is how it should be.
Always and forever. Not always and for never.
Always and forever.
Megan. I'll see you for drinks.
This is
what are you doing?
This is our
New
final.
Year's Eve.
What are you doing? New Year's Eve. I got stranded in an airport yesterday for 12 hours. It was so fun. It was at LAX. Look, it could have been much worse. It was horrible and unpleasant and not the tea. But it was really the constant stream of Christmas music. For that many hours is like, I mean, it's like waterboarding. It is enhanced interrogation technique. If I had government secrets, I'd be spilling them right now because it takes a toll on you.
Spilling all the secrets.
Whip crack.
Sanitizer on your hands and feet and face and butt and cock.
Oh, yes.
Where were you trying to go or where were you trying to get, young lady?
Well, I made it to San Francisco. This is the paradox of it all. It was for a 45-minute flight. And
you could have driven there.
But no, they didn't tell me it was going to be 12 hours. They told me it's going to be like 2 hours. And then it turned into like way many more.
So sorry. Well, I'm glad you got where you're supposed to be going. You have a holiday show, An Amethyst Journey?
It's the holiday season. So whoop-dee-doo and dickery-duck.
Oh, what comes next?
Whoop-dee-doo. Wait, Diggory another Doc. One that really bothers me is Oh By Gosh By... Okay, the song is Oh By Gosh By Golly, which Oh By Gosh By Golly is kind of a saying. But then the second verse is Oh By Gosh By Jingle.
They needed something to rhyme.
That's an obviously made up phrase to ham-fistedly rhyme Kris Kringle with. I hate
that. Well, do you see red?
Honey, I see red. I feel red.
You are red.
I vibe red.
I'm sorry.
Red Five Filth.
I'm sorry.
My
the holiday
album.
The holiday rhyming structure has perplunxed you.
My favorite one is whip crack because it's a drag saw. It has hair cracks.
It definitely is. It definitely is.
You should do that on the Christmas tour. You're on the Christmas tour right now, right?
I am on the Christmas tour. We are having so much fun.
It's Christmas Eve! Yes, so we're so glad that you're gathered round. Hearts gather round.
Hearts gather round. Sprinkle the iHeartRadio podcast app.
Yes. Sprinkle some nutmeg and a dash of cinnamon. It makes it special. Uh-huh. And grab a peppermint stick. And gather round the hearth.
So much to reflect upon. Christmas Eve, it brings one a moment to reflect, doesn't it?
Well, honey, that iridescent garment you're wearing is reflective.
You like it? It's printed python on holographic PVC.
Printed python on PVC.
The lining is herringbone, and it buttons on the right.
I have the receipt. I don't know where it is, but I have it. If I have the dollars.
Honey.
we've achieved so much this year.
Yeah, we've been on this podcast for 10 minutes and we haven't talked about anything so far other than ourselves and Gibbly Goggly Goop. Honestly. Honestly, not Megan.
No, we've all accomplished a lot this year, and this is a time to reflect back on 2021, the year that has passed.
I mean, I just saw you in a theater show giving fierce wall, floor, handwork.
So much
wig work. You killed it in the theater. I was also in the theater.
We both did theater shows, yes. We were both wearing head mics.
Courtney's being a Blythe Nut Megan down under. She's doing theater right now, too.
She's in that show, Blythe Danner, which I love.
She's playing Bruce Danner.
Shady bitch.
You saw the world?
I've been to far off places and friendly
places. Been to Georgia, California, anywhere you can run. I took the hand of Preacher
things
Man.
The drag queen fucked me in the butt in the sun. Mm-hmm. I took the hand of a preacher, man. Okay,
honey, I've been to paradise, but how many people have been to me?
Ooh.
You don't actually. Let's not talk about body counts for 2021. Mine's low though, thankfully. Any favorite hotels
you were a judge?
You frequented?
Hotel.
I was.
I know they always. I know they always give you the group rate at hotels, so that's nice of them because they know there's going to be a lot of people coming in.
Honey, they're like, is it a convention center or is that William Bart?
How many keys?
Bellum Bottoms.
How many keys do you need?
Just give me the master key to floor 5 and the supply closet. We need sheets. We need lots of sheets.
Oh my extra sheet.
And a cot for the goat. Do you have a live animal entryway? Can we use the back or the kitchen? I was a judge on Out TV's Iconic Justice. It was wonderful. Yes. I saw that you wrote a book. My name is Alaska. What's yours?
I did.
It's wonderful. Wonderful reading.
Wonderful readings. Mm. Wonderful things. Yes, I published a book. I made some new music. You have a makeup line in stores.
Yeah, currently. Crazy, right?
The crowning gem is that we've
covered 498 episodes of Drag Race this year alone.
I mean, a lot of episodes. I don't know that it's 400.
We built a house with all the brick that Italy gave us. Drag Race Italy.
Okay.
All those corners.
Boltless.
And jaws.
There is a lot of Drag Race, and we covered a lot of it. And a huge accomplishment is the success of this podcast and our podcast network and our podcast family. So that is something I really, I'm really proud of. And I think we've done great work.
Do you remember when we did Classique?
Oh my gosh. We went from season 6 to season 7. Mm-hmm, All-Star 6 was in there. Can you believe all this Drag Race this year?
All the drag tots? Honey, I need some ketchup.
Yes, because I want to eat them. Mm-hmm. I want to eat the drag tots and shit them out.
Oh, remember when we did Pageant Pod? That was so good.
Yes. All oh my god, yes, that was this year too. Patch Pod.
It was like April and May, and then we released it in June. And that was all because we wanted the girls to get their flowers and for the new kids to discover how great these divas were that were banned from Drag Race for so long. I mean, that was one of the reasons that we did it. We wanted to shine a light on the people that other people wouldn't shine lights on. So that was a wonderful moment for us in 2021 as moms, between Dipper's hard work and Alaskan my charms on the microphone. Microphone.
Microphone charms.
Mm-hmm. Microphone.
And the Halloween special.
The Halloween
That was the hell of a day.
Drag/murder.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Free to Be Me or Karen from the coffee shop. I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of them.
Oh. Hi, doll. How are you doing, Trons?
Good. What are you filming?
We're podcasting about...
Who's that is?
Hi, Lasky.
All the things.
Hi,
she's already painted.
Gosh.
A full 2 hours before.
Always. Professional.
Look at the beat.
How do you...
She's like...
Why are you... how is she not ready at all and you're fully ready?
Me? Honey.
When is
honey.
The show?
Honey, age before beauty.
The show is in 2 hours. I'm a psycho and I get ready really early.
And then she's the first out of the building. She's first in her bunk. That. She's so organized. She's a role model.
A role model for all drag queens everywhere.
Honestly.
True.
She is.
I love you,
actually. I love you, honey.
She wears this dress and it's so fucking pretty and all she does is spin around and people start cheering. It's the best idea in the world.
Girl. She's works. That girl. Yeah. She's that girl and that's her vibe. She's incredible. I got to hang out with her in Fire Island this year, Miss Brooklyn Heights.
She's so
the
fun.
Host of Canada's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And we got the chance to like see her do a show in Fire Island. And it was her first time doing like a full like one woman kind of 1 hour show.
Hi.
And she was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do for this. I don't know. Should I do this number here? I have no idea.
That's your sister.
Who's this?
She got a new nose. It's Trinity, though.
She what?
Show him the nose.
I didn't get a new nose. This is the same one.
She got the hump shaved.
You stupid.
We donated it to science. It's in the drag museum in Palm Springs.
Well, anyway. Brooklyn's amazing. Also, Trinity the Tuck is amazing. What a fun tour.
It's so fun. We have Lala Ree giving us bag challenge. We have Jada and Honey, the Essence. It's seeping through the walls. It's all over this place. The Essence is amazing. I'm so glad to have worked with her. Crystal Method is a hoot and a half.
Love her.
We have Miss Kylie Sony Glove.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Just a Touch of Love.
We got Jan.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. She's living every night. The bow is high, honey. And she's pushing it higher every single night. Monet did a pop-up for most of the tour, and she just left for Los Angeles for sunnier skies because it has been raining. We got to experience the love of Paducah, Kentucky. That was our stopover Ooh. City for our day off. You know, they always like to find the nicest area for the girls to spend a day off, not the cheapest area next to the highway. Never there. Always a nice area. Like
Paducah.
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 Paducah. Paducah Lovelace.
I'm wearing LaDuca shoes.
Oh, who are you, Nina West?
The Jan model.
Oh, the Jan. Oh, how what? How wonderfully camp.
We would like to once again, you know, promote some queens who really haven't been amplified on this podcast enough.
Underground, almost.
Yeah. We want to raise their profile a little bit more. You might not have heard of them if you're listening here. And we want to celebrate one of their Christmas songs.
Oh.
They are the Hip Hop Rappin' Girls group. and this is a hit from 2014 because we always keep it current here.
Oh my
we always
God.
Do our best to keep it current. This is a little song that we're calling for our Rainbow Spotlight.
Dear Santa,
bring me a man by the AAA Girls.
I don't think I can make it through another year.
Come Look on, at me Santa, on come through. My knees.
Oh, bring me a man. sorry, that was Courtney's part.
For can we just do at the top of segment two here? Just do a.
It's high.
It's high. Can we please tell everyone why we did that song? Courtney was in when Courtney was on Australian Idol, the girls from her season, which she never really was officially on, she was a wild card, but she was on it a lot. She featured. Not as an official contestant.
I saw her wigs. They were wild cards. Just kidding.
Honestly.
The leave before out
the Courtney Quiff before the WBVs were perfected.
Putting on a wig that's shorter than your boy hair it's a bold choice.
Her sisters
Fortune
were like,
favors the bold.
Let her. Fortune Feimster favors the bold. bold taste of chorizo Doritos. Okay, here's the thing. Courtney wanted us to do that song because the Australian Idol girls all put together this Christmas album, and they didn't invite her to be on it from her season. So she said, I'll make a girl group and do the same thing, but better, with better girls. Better girls. And she did, with us. And it surpassed the Australian Idol's Christmas song
version of it.
Years ago, I caught Courtney smiling and masturbating in a corner once, and I asked why, and she was looking at our version next to the Australian version and was just so pleased with herself. She was talking to her manager, Wendy, and just touching herself, and she loved it. I was so happy for her. That got her through the quarantine. So in true fashion, in true drag queen fashion of us promoting ourselves, we would like you to listen to Dear Santa, Bring Me a Man now with that backstory context in your head, just to know what we've all gone through. Especially working with Courtney.
Let's give it a listen. Come on, Santa.
Come on, Santa. I'm going to suck all these Santas.
Come on, Santa. Won't you bring me a man?
It's getting late, so send him here. I don't think I can make it through another year. Come on, Santa. Come through. Oh,
the usual place.
The usual.
A strong embrace. A pillow and a blanket by the fireplace.
Is that flame retardant? This episode is brought to you by, ooh, I almost nodded off because this Helix mattress is so comfortable, Helix Sleep!
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
I've had several many Helix mattresses for several many years now, and I love them all. They're all my
babies. I've read the men's room wall.
We have the Midnight Dusk. We have the one for heavy sleepers, and that's also good.
Oh, they're all good.
If you have slumber parties, I love a Helix party. And we are the Helix girls, and we have been for such a long time that we know what works best for us and our bodies. But if you don't know, you could take a Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Also models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Ooh, plus enhanced cooling features to help you from overheating at night.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, so that's why they offer a 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress and a 10- to 15-year warranty.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it's not going to last long.
It's so good, I'm going to say it again. That's helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. You're literally getting them out of you by speaking them and figuring out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
That's right. And I think, and I've said this before, I think therapy is a very useful tool, whether you've been through something very traumatic or you're just trying to better yourself.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. You don't have to leave your house. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yeah, all the therapists have licenses, so get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag. Welcome back. And you may think you're listening to one of the very many mom shows, such as The Chop or...
Oh, Chop Chop.
Uh-huh. Want to be on top?
Ooh.
Yeah, sloppy seconds.
Why you gotta do that, Tyra?
Why you gotta... Hi, Jinx!
You sloppy little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you motherfucking holiday fucks.
Ooh, famous this week.
Oh, yes.
Priyank.
Priyank. What's and her name?
What is her name? And do you know Shit Girl Please on the very That Girls? Shum of the Girls? Dirt Chismosas. Yeah. We filled 2021 with stellar audio programming, and we're very thankful for your ears. We hope there's lots more mom for everyone in 2022 to do in your ears.
And there will be.
And there will be.
Yes, there will be.
The network grass has decreed it.
So much moms, so much Momingtons.
So much mom.
Now, I don't know if you believe this, but Drag Race is creating another franchise.
Yeah, Queens, it's a Queen of the Universe or
no, what is that's it? A singing show.
Okay. So what Drag Race?
This is called Drag Race UK versus the World.
I mean, okay.
This is the first time seeing this. There's probably more information by the time this comes out, but it just came out today. Let the battle begin, sis. RuPaul's Drag Race UK versus the World is coming to WOW Presents Plus and BBC Three early next year, featuring 9 queens from across the Drag Race franchise competing in the first international competition in history with the UK as our debut host nation.
Oh.
So it's going to be a few probably UK girls who've been on UK already.
Yep.
And then girls from all the other franchises. This is exciting. All stars of all stars.
I mean, it's like when Top Model did UK versus America.
I remember that. Yes.
This feels like the natural progression for a franchise that has branched out over multiple countries. So that's great. We get to see people that we know do good drag, do more good drag.
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to talk about who's on it? Are they announced yet? Because we already know who's on it because they filmed last summer. It's what I think they
are
didn't
not
they do it
allowed
in 2 days?
To talk about that.
Really? 2 days?
They
two
filmed days? It in 2 hours over Zoom.
I heard it was a Skype call. They didn't even Zoom.
Yeah. It's like Painted with Raven. Mm-hmm. And instead of going home, you just get silenced for a week. Or muted, not silenced.
Were you muted or mooted?
Were you
or
muted?
Were you moted, or were you mooted, silent? Or muted? Or all of them. Modisha.
We look forward to seeing that. We love our sisters from the UK and all of the franchises. So I can't wait to see what some of these girls are doing.
New promo looks for us, maybe? I think so.
Okay. I will definitely not be taking an old booking photo and cheaply photoshopping it.
Just make the lip black? Is that what you definitely won't be doing?
Excuse me?
Like Mother Rue?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, I mean
what
nothing,
was that?
Honey.
What was that again?
Nothing. Nothing.
What was that, Coco?
Excuse
nothing,
me?
Nothing. Nothing. Everything's fine. Thanks, Detox. Anyway. Are we? It's the holiday. Are we doing Let's Get Fucking Political? Yes.
We don't have to.
Should
you
we talk
to?
About it? Everybody knows what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Omnitrons.
Omicorn.
This is
Omnicorn.
Great. This is not great news, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I'll just rip off the Band-Aid.
This is why I don't.
Tell us why.
Go ahead. Will you read us the...
I will.
Have you heard the good news of Jesus?
America's hospitals are in bad shape right now. Underwhelmed, overstaffed. No, sorry. Overwhelmed and understaffed. I had that wrong. Just as the Omicron variant of the coronavirus takes hold across the country and Americans begin traveling and socializing for the holidays. The Centers for Disease Control released new figures late Monday showing that the Omicron variant now accounts for 73.2% of new corona cases in the U.S. Shit.
Yeah.
That's a six-fold increase from the previous week when the CDC estimated 12.6 were Omicron. See, this in my head, I was like, I'm not going to get it. Delta's what's going around now. It's finally caught up in America. I was wrong. This news comes at a time when the U.S. hospitals are depleted by an exodus of healthcare workers who quit or took other jobs. Many who are already underbuckling under the strain of caring for COVID-19 patients in places like the Northeast, Midwest, and Southwest. That's everywhere except for Cali, basically. Shit.
It is.
Currently, about 1 in 5 ICU beds in the U.S. is occupied by a COVID-19 patient. In some states, it's much higher. The White House will announce several new steps to address the risks posed by the highly contagious variant. Most notably, the government plans to buy 500 million at-home COVID test kits and mail them to people who want them, with deliveries beginning in January. Testing will only become more important as the U.S. continues to power through this surge.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I mean, a lot of us that are still lucky enough to still be working are taking lots of precautions.
Yes.
We're not doing meet and greets on this tour. We're not allowed to, like, bend down near the audience and take pictures at the front. It's like a take a picture over your shoulder mode. We're doing our best to, you know, do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, testing is a huge part of this. I know that Jinx and Dayla, I was going to go see their show in L.A. and they had to, someone in their crew tested positive, so they had to cancel the show, which is, you know, I mean, that's heartbreaking and that's horrible, but it's also like that is the precaution that has to be taken. Yeah. So, I mean, as far as like, and like, I have a tour coming up.
Yeah, the Red for Filth tour.
Starting in January. So we're going to be really, really diligent about testing, which is all you can do. And if something happens, then you take the precautions and you contain it.
Are you bringing Nebraska on the road to thunder study you?
I don't know. I haven't
discussed. So this is two death drops?
I haven't discussed.
She knows, she's got that 8 count down. I know she's been practicing.
I haven't discussed it with her. But, you know, I think the takeaway is I just take it as you take each day as it comes and as each, you know, each show as it comes. And we have a show here in San Francisco tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, we're going to do it.
Day cum is one of my favorite cums. I'm going to take a break for some day cum. It's like DayQuil, but just cum.
Day cum.
Day cum got in my eye. Everybody go get a swab. Get the anal swab, too. It's more conclusive. Compulsive sometimes.
The more you know, you know.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break?
YK.
Tis Christmas Eve. You there, boy. You there.
Giving strong boy, Bob.
You there, messy man. What day is this?
I saw a messy man.
Tis Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Eve.
Eve. Yes, yes. Oh, look at this poem that just fell out of the hole in my old brown overcoat. It must have slipped out.
On the radio.
For those of you who celebrate this holiday, there's often a lot of tradition that is tied into this time of the year. Do you have any favorite holiday traditions?
I'm putting on these traditional lashes that Jada Essence Hall got me from a vending machine in Paducah. Ooh.
She got vending machine lashes and they're that pretty?
Honey, well, I think it helps that they have a great canvas to rest upon.
Yeah.
Not. Yeah. Well, this poem is definitely taken me through a lot of hard nights.
What are you talking about? Oh, a poem.
A poem.
Our producer.
A sweet, sweet poem.
Our producer, Dipper, has taken it upon himself to write a parody of a poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Mm-hmm. And maybe this is the beginning of a new tradition for all of us.
Okay.
Or maybe this is a mistake, but we won't know until it's done.
We haven't read this. We don't know what this says.
This is a cold reading.
We don't know if there are any spell errors that we will be.
Obviously, there will be.
Okay. Well, do you want to start or do you want
sure.
me to? I'll start.
You start.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the pod two drag queens were sipping on piping hot gosh.
The drick picks were hung by the chimney with care.
Very hung.
In hopes that Heather St. Willems soon would be there.
Their listeners were nestled all snug in their beds, while a plethora of ads danced in their heads.
/.com/drag.
And Willem in her Westwood and Alaska in her Plastique had just settled down for an episode of Classique.
When caught on the mic, there arose a sweeping clatter. They sprang from the Zoom call to see what was the matter.
What was the fecal matter?
Alaska minimized her window and flew like a flash, grabbed her crown and her scepter and her very nice sash.
The moonlight hit Willem's budding breasts just like new-fallen snow and gave the luster of Suckley's face and body glitter jellies to objects below.
When what to their wondering eyes should appear?
Oh, Courtney's here, wondering eyes.
But Santa serving an absolute sleigh, flanked by 8 drag queens, dear.
He nailed a fierce 8 count, so lively and quick, they knew in a moment it must be Octavia St. Laurent St. Nick.
More rapid than COVID tests, these queens they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Courtney, now Roxy, now Asia and Vixen, on Katya, on Violet, on Bob and Frisbee Jenkins, to the top of the runway, and the shade of it all, now sashay away, sashay away, sashay away all.
As dry wigs that before the wild mini-challenge fly, when they conquered their inner saboteur by episode 5.
Then quick to their podcast apps, the faggots they flew. Oh my god. To listen to Willem and Alaska and Big Dipper too.
And then a sound so sickening heard up on the roof. The prancing and twirling of size 15 designer shoes. Oh, Raja's here. The dolls whipped their human units and spun around. And down the chimney, St. Nicholas came down with a bound. The lesbian thriller from 1998.
Right. He was dressed in all fur on loan from the Borrowed Blessings Bureau. And of course his look was a serve, 'cause if you know, you know. A bundle of queerties he had flung on his back. And thank God his dick pic included the schlong and the sack.
His cakes, how they twinkled, but dimples, how merry. Those cheeks were like roses, his hole like a cherry. The droll little mouth was so wonderfully camp. The dolls knew their wish had come true. Santa did bring them a man.
The stump of a pipe. How long is this?
It's the length of the bone.
I love it. I love it. It's iconic. It's iconic. Okay. The stump. The stump of a pipe. He held his teeth. He must have learned from Courtney how to score some tea. St. Nick was a bear with a little round belly. You like that type of content? Follow Big Dipper Jelly.
These podcastresses offered him cookies and cocoa steaming hot and asked if he might be next week's tip spot.
A wink of his eye and a look toward the helix mattress-furnished bed prompted Santa to ask Willem, "Hey, how is your head?"
Not one to leave a Santa unsucked, Willem performed her would-be talent show act from All Stars as Alaska read aloud from her recently published memoirs.
Memoirs and All Stars again.
I was running out of steam. But...
When loud screams from the queens on the roof bellowed, "It's time to go!" Santa zipped up and yelled, "I'm right on top of that rose."
Day.
As they watched them fly away, Saint Nick led by those shining queens. Alaska and Willem looked to each other and said, "For me? Personally?"
"This was a marvelous night."
"That I do concur."
"Now let's do our listeners' favorite thing and record these ads."
"Oh, crrr. Oh, crrr."
Wow.
That was so epic. Good. That was a tip spot. If you'd like to tip us, join our Patreon and watch all of our old content where we are lovely and ladies.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. Thank you, Dipper. Thank you, Mariah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh, what's in this big cave? We're going to take a break, and then we're going to find out about this cave.
Wow. Okay, yes. Let's take a quick cave. Holiday break, dear.
Ooh, look at this cave.
Is this part of the National Parks? Cave.
Would you like a locker or a room for the cave?
If you know, you know.
Don't lose your key, or you're gonna have to wait until the end of the night and you're gonna have to pay full deposit.
Girl.
This is a fitness center, not whatever you were doing behind the garbage cans, lady.
Okay.
Fitness center. Dicks in your mouth.
Fitness. This is the moment in the podcast where we go spelunking, deep inside the holiday DM.
This first message comes from C. He says, "Hello, ladies and gentler ladies. As an avid listener of your mumblings and musings, it's been particularly interesting for me to listen to your commentary on season 7, as I was a PA on season 7. See photo receipt below." Ooh, I love that. Okay, and we have photographic evidence of the writer in question. "Oftentimes, I find myself eager to chime in on your chitter-chatter with answers to questions or with additional insights. Not sure
how..." So far, he said mumblings, chitter-chatter. Where is this going?
Well, he said he's not sure how much contractual restriction there is or on what he can say, as it was so long ago and was his only ever job in production, but I'd love to drop some tantalizing tidbits. For example..."
This is big.
This is big. He's dead, actually. Peloton. "And I don't believe I've ever made this public, nor how common it is for this to happen on a production. I'm not an expert like Willem. But did you know the season 7 crew went on strike during filming?" Yes, it's true. "One day I was coming back from a run to find all the crew outside the studio gates. They apparently walked out and didn't want to come back to work until the show agreed to go union. This may explain why Rue started winning Emmys as of season 8, as it was now Emmy eligible. This strike pushed the production schedule back a day, and as a PA, which is technically an employee of the production company or something like that, I had to keep working in order to not lose my job, so I was actually the one tasked with delivering flowers to the home of our guest judge for that episode. Being a production assistant on Drag Race includes things as exciting as getting to fake lip sync for my life on the main stage so they could practice using the spotlights. Things as scary as working so many hours I'd fall asleep at the wheel while sitting at red lights when out on runs. I would legit call my family to keep me awake. Things as frustrating as queens talking to me but not being allowed to talk back, almost like the being on ice. Things as disappointing as shooting various B-roll segments that didn't make it to air. To things as unexpected as appearing on Untucked, since the new format wanted to create a true BTS environment, which was apparently enough for people to find me on IG and comment on Reddit about my physical appearance."
They wanted to fuck you.
They wanted to fuck. So sad.
He's the cute one.
"I was also in the room for all but 2 lip syncs, Pearl vs. Trixie and Max vs. Jaden, and for many of these challenges, so I have strong opinions on the judging the season since I got to see it all firsthand without being looped into any decisions made for story or production. Hope there's at least a nugget of something interesting here for you. Work that puss. See."
Aw, that's so nice.
Yeah,
thank
we should
you
have
for...
we should have him come tip spot when we're back in the classique land.
He's afraid of speaking.
He's not afraid. He just told us everything who he is and included pictures. Mm-mm. What are they going to do? Sue him? They won't. They tried to sue me and they couldn't even get me served. What do we have to say? Thank you.
Thank you for all of that information. I didn't know about the strike thing. Did you know about that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But that's a lot of great tidbits, mumblings, and musings. And we thank you, C. And yeah, come on as a deep throat guest.
I think we got a new segment. Mumblings and musings.
Mumblings and musings. I think that's a great segment. That could be a whole new pod. Just girls muttering to themselves once they wake up, trying to figure out what city they're in, trying to get out of the bus, trying to get a smoke. Almond milk. Just like the things you say in the morning.
Right. Why don't we read this next note, which comes... This is a follow-up message from Francesco. Good evening, distinguished panel of judges. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reading my email last week. Hearing you guys talk directly to me felt like a glitch in the simulation. While listening to the pod, I realized I sounded a little miserable, so I decided to give you a little positive update. Since then, I met with a 40-year-old guy who I was really attracted to, and the sex was pretty much perfect, to the point where we met again for a second time. This taught me that one bad experience doesn't mean you're doomed forever. Now, the problem is that I'm scared I'll only keep hooking up with older men, and I won't be able to make meaningful connections with guys my age, but that's a story for another day. Thank you for your words of encouragement. Willem, your advice about claiming your power as a bottom was actually really meaningful. Love you, Francesco from Italy.
What happened?
He was the one who had the bad hookup that was like, the guy catfished me and then choked me with his dick and then his butt wasn't that clean.
Oh, yeah.
It was like everything sucked, but everything you told him horrible. The orifice has the power.
Yeah.
It does.
The orifice has the strength. Thank you, Francesco. It's nice always to hear a follow-up of someone whose life wasn't shattered and destroyed from our advice. That's really nice. Which, so we thank you, Francesco. And you know what? If there's going to be duds of at any age, and it's not about, like, there's going to be,
there's going to be duds, there's going to be thuds, there's going to be...
There's going to be guys who are great regardless of their age, so you can't... I mean, if you like older guys, fucking great. If you want to date someone younger, that's fine, too.
You can get a job at a nursing home and make a lot of people happy.
Oh, my God.
No? Okay, fine. Next letter. From Claire. Hello, Dolls and Dipper. Long-time caller, first-time listener, and I need help with something that is driving me crazy. Where does How Wonderfully Camp come from? I know it's a Willem quote, but I can't for the life of me remember when she first said it. Also, Alaska, one of Carrie's phones, and just like that, is a BlackBerry Key 2.
And last
but not least, sometime next year, I'll be living alone for the first time, and while I'm excited for the possibility, I'm also anxious about living without a loved one or partner for the first time. Any tips for some end-of-the-year self-reflection that might help? Thank you so much for the pod. I look forward to it every week. Enjoy your break and happy holidays. Love, Claire. She, her. How Wonderfully Camp is just something that I said in response to something that was terribly droll, that I did not care about, that was a response to something someone said, and it's just stuck around because...
When something, did it start?
Something
I remember stick. When it started.
I don't know. I don't know. You know what's been in my head? Never mind.
It was like someone was suggesting us doing something. Was it you, Dipper?
I'm sure it was me being like, guys, you should do this.
I don't think it was you. I said it to Alaska. It was someone outside of us suggesting us do something really cheesy. And you were like, oh, how wonderfully camped. I can't remember what it was or who it was.
Who knows? But, shit.
But I'm glad it stuck around.
And, my favorite thing
and
that
just like that.
Yes, and just like that. My favorite thing that stuck around on this tour is Jada was packing her bags two nights ago, and she said, there are two things you don't mess with me on. My money. And that was it. She is so funny.
She needs a podcast.
Ugh. She's iconic.
Do you want to talk? Iconic. Do you want to talk about Josh? Oh, what else did she want? Oh, she wanted to know about living alone. Honey, put the music as loud as you want and dance around naked. You don't have to put a towel down before you do everything, but you should put a towel down, even though you don't have roommates. You don't want to ruin your couch no more.
Yeah, living alone is fierce, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Get into it. I'm not calling you a bitch, Claire. I'm just using bitch for emphasis. It's fierce. Enjoy it.
I know you both don't cook that much, but cooking a nice meal for yourself when you're not trying to do it for anyone else is very enjoyable to me. I'd rather be bottoming.
I love that. You should
I'd rather be anonymously bottoming.
You should get a bumper sticker made with that on
I'd
it.
I'd rather be bottoming.
I'd rather be driving a 10-inch dick into my ass.
I'd rather be dry heaving on one cock while another is rammed so far in me, I'm worried for my lungs.
Oh my God.
What privilege.
I wonder if that would fit on a whole bumper.
Yeah.
Might have to go around to the side panel too.
We'll look at fonts.
Yeah, you're good at fonts. That's, yeah. I'd appreciate the help.
Yeah.
You want to talk to Josh?
Why not?
I can talk to Josh if you'd like.
Didn't I read it? Oh, wait.
I can read it.
The last one. No, I'll read it.
Okay.
From Josh. Dear ladies and Willem. Oh.
No.
Like coming that way? Okay.
You know why? Ooh.
Thank you for coming on our show, Josh. Anyway, next question. Could you believe if we were like that mad about it? Okay. Dear ladies and Willem. Long-time listener, first-time caller, etc., etc. We're off to a great start. I'll keep it short and sweet for you today. While misinformation on this podcast is exceedingly rare, I wanted to let you know that Tuckahoe is a real place. Tuckahoe, New York, is a village of around 6,500 people in southern Westchester County, about 25 miles from Manhattan. Please find attached pics for your perusal. Thank you. This is a tidbit that is very useful. Thank
we need
you,
to go.
Josh.
We
Thank
need you. To go.
We do need to go to Tuckahoe.
And I hope that Josh can be our guide there because he seems to have a walking stick in case any of us lose our footing.
It's a divining rod.
Honey, it's a rod, that's for sure. Josh's cock looks to be about 7.5 to 8.5 inches, pink in color, nestled in a bush, of manicured bush, a smattering of thigh hair, it's either a humidifier or a great dildo. It's either a good humidifier or a great dildo in the background. He did not shut the toilet seat. There's a pizza box within proximity to the bed also, but the dick is there.
The
so
pizza box?
You don't see the pizza box underneath the humidifier and the TV?
Oh, well, a girl's got to eat.
Honey, not before she's sitting on this dick, though. Hey, Josh.
Thank you so much, Josh.
Thank
That's
you, Josh.
So nice.
If you'd like to show us any local holes in Tuckahoe, a watering hole, or assorted other hole, you let us know. And this next message comes from John, and I'm doing the John questions today. Hello, Alaka, Willie, and Dip Drip.
I bet you know a lot of Johns.
can I tell you a secret? He's not really my uncle.
Oh, my God.
They never are, dear. I just saw Willem performing the Drag Queen Christmas show, and I couldn't help but notice the pit crew in the show were wearing shoes. Wow. I was just wondering if this is all thanks to Willem. Do you only take roles, jobs, where everyone is shooed up beside your bedroom work, obviously? Or do you make trade wear shoes, too? Attached is a shitty picture of the shoes in question, obviously my cock and balls. Also, I apologize, your show was in Chesterfield instead of St. Louis, Missouri. We call that the Valley, and it's basically the last terminal of white flight from St. Louis City, so it was weird hearing the Queen say Chesterfield over St. Louis. It's like the outlet mall of venues. Basically, what I'm saying is come back with Alaska to perform, but in St. Louis for a less white and even gayer audience. Eat my ass, John. Okay. Whoa, well, this is who the pit crew in question is, a crew member that is named Craig, but we all call Mr. Craig Man.
Okay.
Heidi in Closet started it and it stuck because she said, thank you, Mr. Craig Man. So now he's Mr. Craig Man. Can we have some more almond milk, please? And he's got cum gutters for days and he's very nice. And from what I hear, he's a blouse.
Oh.
Yeah, which is wonderful.
And whoever wrote this in sent us some unbloused photos. John.
Oh.
Unbloused and on the loose. She's got whole pics from multiple angles. Dick pics from above, dick pics from below, including the balls. Balls from behind. Shorn balls. Hairy hole. Many options.
I love this standing photo because we're seeing the front of our listener, John. But there's a mirror behind you.
Getting that back view.
We see the reflection of the backside as well. This is
that
the closest
I see.
Right. This Harry is the closest winking. To three-dimensional as a photo can get.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you for that. Yeah. You're providing a lot of information.
What the hell did he want? Oh, he wanted to know about the shoes. Yeah, so that's what happened with the shoes.
Credenza.
Credenza. He had one foot on the credenza and the other foot clear
just
over.
Just across the Helix mattress.
On the bidet.
Well, what are the shoes because of you or is it just...
No, I think it's just that most people in the real world have the sense to wear shoes at work. You know, especially on stages where there's, you know, I mean, I do. So why shouldn't everyone else, Claire?
Well, this isn't a competition about wearing shoes.
I mean, you're right. It's not. It's a podcast.
You're right.
I give you that one. You're very right.
We thank you so very much for listening to this very special holiday episode of Hot Goss.
Special thank you to Mariah Nicholas for helping wrangle the dolphins and write today's episode.
I think you mean Mariah Saint Nicholas. You if can you want send us what?
This is the last episode of the year.
Can you believe?
So is my bonus coming?
Christmas bonuses. Who's that?
Just a touch of love, just a touch of love.
Hey,
Kailina Soniqua.
Podcasting.
You look so beautiful.
It's Versace and a $9 sweatshirt from Paducah.
Trust, wow. Honey, get into it.
That clip of you on the trust. Fucking Stairmaster. Oh my God.
Yeah, you know, that's how I work out.
Oh my God. I don't know. Oh that my is. God.
You know, just so I can wear big baggy clothes.
Same.
You know, people see me on stage and I'm like wearing next to nothing and they think, oh, she's just lounging around naked everywhere. And I'm like, no, actually, I find the biggest, baggiest clothes I can find and I cover up my body with it. I only take my clothes off for the audience.
For the coins.
For the coins, darling.
Yes, God.
Crystal, don't go.
Okay. Okay. You like my new bob? Alaska.
I love a good bob. It's you can carry it.
I never knew I could.
Yeah, definitely.
You really can.
I think I'm going to change my name to Bob the Drag Queen.
We call her Roberta. Big Berta.
Well, I love you and I hope y'all have a good podcast.
Thank you.
I love you too. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, gosh. This tour has been so fun, honestly. Come see us if you're listening to this. We have 4 shows left in Tampa, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, and Savannah. Check us out. And if you want to ask us any questions for the podcast, you can write into racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. And as always, we have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem.
And you can follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, and @MomPodcasts.
And that holiday link on Instagram @RaceChaserPod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement and a link to AAPIP.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
And please get the vax, get boosted, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy.
And we will be back in 2022 with more
piping, steaming,
scalding.
boiling hot.
That's Hot Goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.